8C, Exercise 3, page 68. Speaker 1.
We'd only been in the neighbourhood for a few days when we realised it had problems. Every night there was a gang of teenage delinquents hanging around outside. They didn't do much that I saw, but they shouted a lot and there was graffiti everywhere after a while. And they just made you feel a little nervous walking past them, you know? Well, I found out that a youth centre that the council used to run got shut down for lack of funds, so these kids had nowhere to go now. I've started a petition to get it reopened, and I'm trying to raise money too. If we get enough, I'm hopeful that the teens will want to hang out over there.
Speaker 2.
I used to have to drive for over an hour to get to work. It was sometimes longer too, because the traffic was so bad. Then, one Sunday, I had to go and get something from the office, and it took 20 minutes. I thought, this is ridiculous. I got together with a computer guy I know, and we launched an app called Rideshare, where people arrange to carpool. It's early days still, but there's quite a bit of interest. And if we can cut down on traffic by a half, journey times can be cut by 75%.
Speaker 3.
I hadn't known Frida for long, but you could see from the start that she was different. The way she analysed problems was so sharp, and when she explained something, she never muddied the water with maybes and perhapses. So, when the promotion came up, I fully expected her to get it. But the director promoted a man. I told her that if she sued, she'd win a lot of money, because that director has never promoted a woman that I know of. But she just handed in her notice, and she was hired elsewhere before the month was out.
Speaker 4. My cousin Sebastian was what I suppose you'd call a rebel, and he got into a lot of trouble in his teenage years. His parents couldn't control him, and he ended up dropping out of school at 16 and leaving home. Well, I went to university in the meantime and got a good job on graduating. So I went looking for him. He was homeless when I found him, and it made me want to cry, seeing him there on the pavement, asking passers-by for spare change. I took him in, and now he's going to college. He wants to be a chef. I had to help him. Blood is thicker than water, isn't it? Speaker 5.
My brother was accused of doing something he hadn't done, just because he looked like the person who committed the crime. If I hadn't been a lawyer, who knows what would have happened, because he certainly couldn't have afforded one. We have to have free legal services for people who don't have the means. That's why I've decided to offer my services free of charge a few hours a week to a legal aid charity. That way, I can help people who don't have any help.